My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You damn Skippy that we start now on what is a funky football.
Oh, it's Friday. Funky today. That's
Woo!
Right.
In fact, I don't know. Like, I might be putting Phil
on
the
spot.
Yeah,
they do record it as a. Yeah. I thought they changed that.
Okay.
Right. Oh, wait.
Are we still?
Appreciate you, Sean. Oh. And Seth? Are we? No? Oh. Okay. Excellent. I was like, look, man, if we want to go ahead and clean that up, we absolutely can. I want to make sure that we're all good there. But there's the funk. There's the funk that came in. So it was a fact-filled, funky football Friday.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Sean, you didn't hear it. Okay, so Seth was like,
what
they did
he
change
say?
It. He was confirming that he saw that they did change that.
They did change the kneel down.
So you're good.
Oh, okay.
You're good
there. Good. Okay. Well, I stand corrected. On with the show.
Thank you. We like to finish what we start here on Sports Radio 610. And what we're starting is the NFL football season.
Yeah,
baby.
Man. Yeah. Let's start with what Sean asked us. Because that literally, I walked in before the show. I saw you. I said, "What's up, man?" And then immediately, not long after that, I said, "This is what stood out, man." And it's amazing. For 20, what season is this? 22, 23? Something like that? 23
seasons. Oh, for the Texans?
For 23 years, 22 years, 23 years. Every time I would watch a big-time Chiefs versus Ravens type game on the screen, on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, whatever, there was a thought in my mind like, these guys are in another league. These guys are in another league than the Texans. Like, the Texans cannot do this. The Texans cannot be on this field at this level with these types of teams. Last night, I'm like, Texans are right there with them.
Buddy. And that was a banger of a game.
And it was a hell of a game.
I went out of the way and immediately early on after the first, touchdown for either team and was like, this game is drugs.
Yeah.
I might have been a little premature. It might have just been like excited to be back in the football swing of things.
Yeah.
But, man, it delivered, man. I had a friend text me that, oh, if this is what the NFL is bringing in week one, it's going to be a great season. I was like, calm down. Vikings-Giants is not going to deliver like that. Yeah. However, right, like this was such a fun game to watch over the course of it. And we want you to get involved, right? Obviously, we always got the YouTube, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. Odyssey app, always, mm-hmm. always there for you as a companion. Then get involved. Text in 713-572-4610. What were your takeaways from the opener, the Ravens visiting the Chiefs in Kansas City? Because you mentioned that your takeaway was that Texans are good as these teams.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, hundreds of times, I would watch great teams play, and I would be like, they're in another class.
Yeah.
That's another class of football than what the Texans play. They're not anymore. That was my big. Now the game itself, we're getting into, and it was. There's a lot to cover on that, especially as an opener. It was a terrific opener, but the Texans, they're not in another class than the Texans.
That's interesting perspective. I still want to see the Texans in week one before I am fully there, but I think that, like, I understand where you're at, and I think that it's a fair statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not entirely in on if I believe that to be 100% true, because I think I have some concerns, and I think they jumped up from this game, right? And I mentioned it, right? I was kind of making a joke in the idea that, hey, man, the most exciting part of a football game, offensive line play. But I thought that was one of the takeaways for me in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, the Ravens O-line, and I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the idea that they've had some shifts.
Yeah.
They had some guys kind of move around in their starting offensive line, and boy, was that evident. They couldn't block up anything. And so Lamar Jackson was out there fighting for his life. And I was like, okay. And of course, passing, you know, when it comes to like pass blocking, I don't think that's necessarily the Texans' issue. But hey, man, the Derrick Henry thing, the things that we talked about on, he might be a little bit, you know, a slower afoot, but it was very evident that there was not a lot being blocked up for him. And I was like, this is what it could possibly look like at times. Although I think we all have faith in Joe Mixon, his abilities to do things. I was like, oh, okay, this is what ends up being an issue if your offensive line isn't where you want it to be.
Yeah.
And that could be a potential downfall. Not saying that it will be, but that could be something that could be harmful for the Texans in some way.
No, I hear you. And as much as I say, you know, that they're not in another class, those teams, than the Texans, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. I think that became pretty evident last night with that defense. I don't really hold too much against Derrick Henry as far as like, oh, he's slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris Jones right in the middle of that will make you look bad.
That is a hell of a defense.
He's not the best defensive tackle in the league, right? Aaron Donald left and took his ball with him, and now it's all Chris Jones' role, right?
I don't think there's any question about that. And Mahomes can still do some magical things, you know. So they're the standard. I'm just saying the Texans are right there with them.
I like what you're doing here.
But the other part about this is they also have some flaws. Boy, Xavier Worthy. Whew.
God. Fast to football, huh?
Dog.
Fast, damn, fast on Buffalo that football Bills? Field. Yeah.
What was the Buffalo Bills doing, man?
What were they thinking?
God bless them.
What were they thinking?
just go ahead and give
that the, was make, stupid. I got to do John Witherspoon and Friday. That was stupid.
That's right. The rich get richer. Yeah. As that was another thing, man. Yeah. That Kansas City speed.
Whew.
Although I will say, right, two Xavier Worthy touchdowns within this, and I know everybody went to the speed. The thing I went to is, oh, okay, Andy Reid, experienced play caller, Zach Orr, new defensive coordinator for the Ravens, first time play caller. Because there was the first one, right, on that end around, I guess, is what you call
rush.
It.
Rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buddy, they had all five offensive linemen and a tight end out in front of him. Yeah. He's fast, but it's great if you have a caravan as well.
Yeah, no question about it, but And also, both teams last night, you'd have to look a little harder for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But they have flaws that can be exploited.
Sure.
You know, I thought they both did. I'm not sure. You know, we talked about Travis Kelce yesterday when we were talking about this game. I did, anyway. They have another tight end that's going to be a something of a problem as well, the Chiefs. But I feel like they're thin at running back. You know, the Chiefs are. So you can maybe kind of try to make them one-dimensional. They're the best team in football. I mean, let's not parse that. But the thing with the Ravens, I don't know what it is about Lamar Jackson. Like, he's so good. He's so good.
Yes, he is. He was like, oh, the offensive line don't want to block? I will do it myself.
Freaking good.
I mean, that first possession when I also, hey, so illegal formation is going to be a thing, huh?
Okay, well, you'll hear about you'll hear about
what was we talking about yesterday with pet peeves?
Yeah.
Brother.
That's the one I'm talking about.
The ref
about,
show.
Man.
Yes, the ref show came out. Yeah. And I understand this is a new emphasis that they have. You got to make sure that you are lined up in line. And if you are more than halfway behind that center, you are, you know, in the backfield.
Okay.
And Ronnie Stanley just couldn't get that right. But they had four penalties on that first possession, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Did not matter one bit on that first possession.
No, they just got it out didn't.
But my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But you're going to hear about the refs during confessions. Trust me.
Excellent.
On that. But no, as good as Lamar Jackson is, there's always three or four plays, and there were last night, where you're like, you got to make that play.
Agreed.
You have got to make that play. Not even that difficult on some of them. You know, whether it was the wide open guy in the end zone, or
was that Zay Flowers across the
middle? Yeah, it was Zay Flowers. I was trying to remember who it was.
I thought Zay Flowers could have sat down, but you know,
maybe
now we're picking nits.
But it was ahead of him. Like it was way up and you know, ahead of him. So it's like so good, but there's always three or four plays. Chiefs have a couple little things that maybe you can get, you can exploit. But what a way to start football, because that was something special, man.
That was a very, very fun game within the course of that. I was trying to think, going back to like the play calling situation, mm-hmm. is like, this is where Bobby Slowick, I think that he has an opportunity to really show out when it comes to the Texans team. Is there's ways that you can make the speed that exists on that field look even better when you have that right scheme and you have that right play call. And so I'm super excited for what it means, what it looks like for him with this Texans team. Is how do you now take an incredible talent like Joe Mixon? How do you, make that, elevate that, right, with the play call? So I'm super excited for that. But no, it was a super fun game to watch. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else that jumped out to you in the course of this?
On this game last night?
Yeah.
Really just that Xavier Worthy. I mean, I mentioned it. I mean, this is exactly this is the last thing you wanted to see the Chiefs get. Like this is, like Figgy said, that was stupid.
They're about to have some fun with him. Goodness gracious, man.
Remember, and like this is the thing, is Andy Reid, when he gets speed, problem, right? Because obviously I hadn't really thought about the fact that Isaiah Pacheco, fast in his own right. Obviously you have Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, got some speed right up
he's
the alley.
Playing, right?
Right? He is playing this season, pending pending more or a change in the legal matter. I know that Mike Florio talked about that on the broadcast last night on NBC. The idea being that, you know, this there's probably not going to be anything till the end of the season anyway. So at that point, then discipline might come for him. So they're just going to have that dude out there all season long for the Chiefs. Remember, the Chiefs added Marquise Brown previously of the Ravens, but last played with the Cardinals. That's another dude who has some speed that is going to add an element. This Chiefs team is going to be it's going to be one to contend with. Plus, that defense still looks pretty damn solid.
Oh, I think it's still the strength, if that sounds like I don't know, that sounds crazy, but I think it still is because it gives them more possessions. It gives Patrick Mahomes more chances to do what he does with all that speed. Rashi Rice, I mean, really, really good game last night. Like John McClain said, though, you're better off having a wreck, walking away, getting perhaps felony charges dropped on you than placing a bet. Because placing a bet gets you suspended.
One of those actively messes with the money. What a cynical sport in life we live.
Yeah.
From the 713, why didn't Baltimore run Derrick Henry more? He set the tone on the first touchdown, then do play action. It's a no-brainer. That's an interesting question because, I mean, in that first drive, they ran him, they started him off with the football, and then they brought in Justice Hill, who came in and kind of did some things. I don't know. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch develop when they get him in there and how they utilize him, the Ravens, over the course of the season. Yeah, I know someone mentioned that he, to them, looked a little bit like Damian Pierce that we've seen of late.
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, Derrick Henry. With, you know, sometimes if the blocking wasn't quite
damn,
in
that
was
he
place,
that bad?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
I think also the idea that, hey, man, Derrick Henry was the most sought after running back this offseason, and then they add him to this Ravens team that has that running capability. I think our expectations got high, and it didn't feel like it was quite that. What came to mind, as I mentioned, Justice Hill, him, Isaiah Likely. There was a lot of jukes in this game.
There was.
That was very fun. Isaiah Likely had one of those ones where you just leave a dude in your dust and walk it into the end zone. Justice Hill in open field sat somebody down. I remember. I absolutely love watching just the football of it when you get that one-on-one open field matchup and a dude makes a dude miss. That's always very, very fun.
And we didn't even mention you reminded me with Likely. They could have easily tied this game. We thought they did tie this game.
By a toe.
I mean, it was like right there.
Like, I immediately went to, like, the Kevin Durant of it all. Like, hey, man, if you had a half size smaller shoe, we're talking about either overtime or, honestly, they were about to go for two.
Yeah, they was going for two.
Yeah.
Nah, they ain't tied the game yet, but they was trying to win the game.
Yeah. So there's that, too. So, yeah, man, I mean, terrific game, terrific finish to overturn that last touchdown. It would have been a great finish with a going for two. But I walked away just thinking, I'm not going to say they don't scare me, but the Texans are in that class.
I'm guessing the Ravens less than the Chiefs for you then?
Yes. Yes. More so than the Chiefs. The Chiefs are clearly the team in this league, and I haven't even seen the other 30.
The other thing about the Chiefs, and even I put the Ravens in here too, they just look experienced, man.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like point. It wasn't like the sexiest game where they just throwing up 40 on you, but man, they look experienced, man.
It matters playing.
Like, when you play them, you're going to have to play. It can't be no mistakes or anything like that.
Nope, not at all.
Man, some of y'all are being a little harsh on the Ravens. Ravens offense didn't look great. Seemed like a college offense. Of course, the Lamar Jackson kind of hate in some ways. I saying that he is.
Hey,
just
the Chiefs
a really
defense is pretty good.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I don't know
more
that
they're pretty good.
I don't know that there are going to be nearly as many teams in the course of a season that's going to force the Ravens to get that one dimensional in some ways either.
Yeah, that's why. And plus their offensive line, first game struggling and all that. That's why I don't really hold last night. I mean, the dude did score a touchdown against Derrick Henry, because I think Derrick Henry saw something last night that he's not going to see a lot of this year, and that's just a wall in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, still, very fun game. Came down to the wire. I don't know that you could ask for much more in a season kickoff game. And we go again tonight, gentlemen,
we do.
with the game in Sao Paulo. I can't imagine it gets better than the game that we got last night, though, right?
I don't know,
Eagles
man.
Eagles and Packers?
It's
hey, you never know, man.
Yeah, it's the NFL. We're going to go through all this, every game, later in the show. But, no, I'm looking forward to tonight. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're being dropped right into it, right? Right, yeah. Like, day after day after day, yeah, of football, as Fig mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
A friend texted me this before we go here. Over under 1.5 on game stoppages in Sao Paulo.
Oh, that's a good,
you know what I mean?
That's
like,
I hadn't thought of that.
Somebody running on the field, flares, just some happy flares.
They're big in
smoke.
They're big on flares in Brazil.
That type of stuff. Over under 1.5. Because I actually took the under. I think that the NFL is going to be very, very on top of trying to keep everything in line.
I don't know.
You taking the over there?
I might. There might be two stoppages. Some crazy run onto the field, then flares, you know, shooting on the sideline, okay, and everything else.
Fig, where are you sitting on this?
I'm going to say under. I mean, will the flares get in like that at the stadium? Because I know they'd be kind of straight. I couldn't even get in with my doggone microphone with a credential.
It's a different country, man. I've been to some
games. That's a little scary, right?
I've been to some games where I'm like, how'd they get that in here?
We'll see. Man. We'll see tonight. Hopefully you have Peacock. Because mm-hmm. that is going to be streaming exclusive. Like, NBC is really making sure that this streaming site that is there, right? Just like everybody had to figure that out in the postseason last year.
Yeah.
This is Peacock exclusive. So maybe you're just going to go about your Friday night if that's not what you're on. But yes.
Hey, it's a good app to have.
It is a good one. If you like wrestling, if you like soccer, or if you just like The Office,
or,
I think it's still
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Whole catalog there. You can feast for years off of Law and Order. But there you go. Season opener. In the books, we are off and running, ladies and gentlemen, on this NFL season and in the loop for this funky football Friday. Coming up next, Stephon Diggs is hype to be here. And then also, let's start on some questions that could shape this NFL season. We'll do that next.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Funky football Friday here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, ready to have a lot of fun heading into week one. Texans, Colts, Sunday,
ready
noon, here on Sports Radio 610, starting at 9 a.m. with Sean and Seth with the pregame, taking you all the way through the game and about 3 hours after the game with Sean and Clint. This is the place to be. This is the place to be, especially this time of year. All the time, to be honest, but especially this time of year. And especially with where the Texans are, man, with the way that this team is gearing up to be a very good team in the league. What a time, man.
What a time to be alive as a Houston Texans fan. I mean, the best, the absolute best. And yeah, this is the place to be. No question.
All right. So y'all were texting up a storm on the text line, 713-572-4610. I say that in a happy way, not an upset way. I'm always excited when folks get involved. I mentioned the idea of the possible stoppages in the course of this game that's happening tonight in Sao Paulo between the Packers and the Eagles. That 281 mentioned that don't forget that there was a laser pointer on Brock's face when they were, that game was in Mexico. So, you know, definitely on the table that things could maybe get stopped.
It's going to be wild.
Okay.
It's going to be wild.
We'll be checking that out.
It is appointment television.
Checking that out on Peacock. And also from the 713, they mentioned, though, that like that Peacock doesn't let you save and rewatch the games.
I didn't know that.
But it makes sense because the NFL also has that other product called NFL Plus that they want you to have if you want to watch replays and things of that nature. And I was like, it's all about that money, baby.
Yeah.
But you could do it with Amazon, though, right?
Can you?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Okay, so maybe that's just NBC device.
Because I think Amazon always give me the option if I want to watch the game from the beginning, if I want to watch the highlights leading up to the live part.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could go back, like after the game is over, go back and watch it. Yeah. But
maybe that's an NBC Universal failing as opposed to an NFL money grab. But, you know, then I wouldn't put it past the NFL to be like, no, don't give him the option.
No, we can't do
but
that.
But Amazon probably paying a little more money, too.
This is true.
They sure are.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Yeah. It does. Someone else who talked, Stephon Diggs, number one in your program.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe number one in your heart, depending on how you feel. He is getting ready to start his tenure in earnest with the Texans coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday, getting ready for week one, he was talked to, the media scrum, as they call it, in front of his locker. And I mean, he just seemed hype in general. And so, first of all, as has been kind of the topic overall in general when it comes to Stephon Diggs, life after Buffalo, how it is coming in and being here compared to his previous place, Stephon Diggs addressed that.
I mean, that's hard to say. I always believe in where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there. My feet are right here. This is where I'm at. I have a lot of family. I don't talk bad about my old girlfriend to make my new girlfriend feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a good fit, too. Some great people over there. But being here, this is where I am right now. This is where God placed me. And it's amazing people here. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, it being a good fit, this is where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? This is where I'm placed. It is some great people here. I can't say there's a lot of Southern hospitality here, even on this team, even around the building. I'm just happy to be where I am. I can't say it enough.
Don't talk about my old girlfriend just to make my new girlfriend feel good.
That's nice.
I like that.
I like that.
I do too. Stephon Diggs, you mentioned just a second ago, number one in your program, maybe number one in your heart. He might be right now. For me.
Okay.
He might be.
All right.
Ever since they got him, I was just amazed that people were like, what's his role going to be? Come on, man.
Can it work?
And can it work? And I think part of it, Reggie, is like, I hate when people are erroneously pigeonholed into this role or this character or this reputation.
Like Lamar Jackson?
Like Lamar Jackson. If we're being honest, a lot of times, we'll talk that about that on a podcast or something.
Yeah, sure. ITL after dark.
That's right.
Hey, that's a good idea.
But
wait, that sounds like more work. I hope Parker's not listening.
Yeah, but like, I get that there were some things in Minnesota and things in Buffalo, but I just feel like he's been pigeonholed into this reputation, this character, that's just not true. And I also feel like he's damn good. And you're going to hear him talking about, you know, being named a captain.
Yeah.
The sincerity just drips. Like, this is not, you know, some guy saying, oh, well, you know, I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, all these cliche ridden answers. No, you can just feel the sincerity. I'm not going to say he's my favorite player right now on this Texans team, but he's on the short list because I feel like he's going to be great. I like you mark it down, man. 10:30, you know, on Friday, September 6th. I think Stephon Diggs is going to be the best player on this offense, not named CJ Stroud.
All right. So first of all, you said to mark it down. I'm not BSing with you. 10:30, September 6th.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, best player on offense.
I believe it.
All right. Got you.
I believe it.
Second of all, Fig, should I hold his feet to the fire and get that actual updated list on what the favorite team players are? Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I think probably. Well,
this is the non-CJ category because he's everybody's
favorite. Yeah, I know that. All right. Yeah. I feel like maybe week four, as we get along in the season, you know what? Tank Dell is my favorite. He's the best player on this team.
Well, you just love rotating.
Hey. Yeah. You know what?
Nico Tank Dell's still your favorite, huh?
Yeah. When people
he's still my favorite. I have no smoke with Tank Dell.
I'm just instigating. Don't worry. All right, about
it. So when people ask me who's your favorite kid, I got three kids. I always say each one of them depending on the day.
Boo.
Depending on the day. Hey, it's a fact.
Get on your Deion Sanders and put out an active ranking.
His real favorite kid is his middle son.
That's what everybody says, and it's not true.
My kids say that.
Didn't you ask one of my kids, like my daughter, Who's his favorite? And they go, oh, BG.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
It is.
Depending on the day.
That means that you're very transparent. You might not want to admit it, but everybody else can see it.
So I would say Stephon Diggs right now, today, number one. I'm pulling for him. I love his game. I think he's been miscast. Number, you know, who else on this list outside of CJ Stroud? I don't know, man.
Tank's
on the list.
I think he's going to have a good year, man. If he play all games, he's going to have a good year.
709 yards in 11 games?
Yeah. Tank's on the list. I think Danielle Hunter is going to be on that list, too. I think Danielle Hunter is going to be on that list.
All right.
I'll get back to you on three.
Very good. By close of business. All right. Stephon Diggs on being voted a team captain by his peers in that locker room.
Everything. At this point in my career, this is my 10th year in the league. Obviously, the past couple years, I've been a captain. And going to a new team, new scenery, new people. I kind of like echo this like from the get-go, like earning the respect of my teammates, my coaches. So when I say everything, it means everything. You know what I'm saying? I play this sport with a chip on my shoulder. I
approach each and every day the right way. I try to. I play with a lot of passion and I work at it. So to see that your peers acknowledge that and your coaches acknowledge that, because, I mean, your teammates vote for it. And people don't really, I don't think people really know that, but your teammates vote for it and they respect me and they appreciate me. And it goes the extra mile for me. And I just want to do everything I can to be the best captain I can.
When it comes to the captaincy, yes. Is that something you wanted? Is it something you strove for? Or is it just kind of happened?
Well, I kind of... take that comment back. Personal goal, it was a personal goal of mine, but it was so personal that I didn't really share it with too many people. It was just something that I feel like I had to work for, I had to earn, and something I wanted for myself, and not just for me. I feel like being a captain and that level of accountability not only just holds those around you accountable, but hold yourself accountable. You are who you are. You can't run from that. And I did want to be a captain. I want to be able to lead this team to not only victories, just working hard and consistently setting the standard, you know what I'm saying, of working hard and, you know, playing at a high level, competing at a high level, and being yourself. I got here from being myself. I wasn't nobody I wasn't. Kind of going back to what you said as well with CJ, he told me to be myself and take pride in being yourself. You know, and that's why we brought you here. So it feels good. I'll take one more question if you got it.
On a recent
I was happy.
My man turned and was like, all right, we'll keep this moving. Wait. I need to add this one more thing. Right. There was points in that where you could maybe say, oh, he was given maybe a canned, maybe not even a canned answer, but like PR answer, one that you expect to. But they're shown through moments just like that at the very end where you could tell like it felt very sincere. And maybe maybe I'm just, you know, you could pull the wool over my eyes or what have you. If you want to view it that way, you absolutely can.
But I think it's legit.
He seems giddy at the opportunity of being able to have this and have that honor of being one of seven guys on this roster designated as captains, one of three guys on this offense. And when you know your quarterback is already going to be one of those, I think that it holds a special level of weight for a dude like that. And that's where he is, right? Like and it seems like it almost broke down by position room, right? Mm-hmm. When you got quarterback and then a lineman and then one of y'all pass catchers or whatever, and one of y'all whatever was Stephon Diggs in this instance, and it seemed like it mattered to him a lot, and he took it to all of the aspects of it, not just the idea that these guys like me, these guys respect me, these guys also expect me to hold myself to a higher standard, and he used the word accountable, which is something that we talked about.
And to lead. This is something that I think... you know, and you didn't hear the other part. It was just kind of garbled. It was kind of a, you know, mess of people in there and a lot of background noise. But, you know, the relationship with CJ Stroud, he said that's family. Like that's it's already become that deep a relationship. And that's part of that leadership thing as well, because CJ Stroud is the obvious leader and Stephon Diggs, and he have made this connection. CJ Stroud is, you know, is going to try to connect with everybody, but sure, it seems like it's even closer with Stephon Diggs.
Our guy Ocho texting from 713. Reginald, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, man. The Texans making Diggs a captain is top tier placating, period. Here's the thing I'll tell you. Let's go with the cynical perspective that this is placating. Good. Right? Like, my response is good. You have him on a one-year deal, right? Like, if you want to be on the negative side of this, you have him on a one-year deal, and you're starting off from a place where you're like, if you're placating him, that's got to earn you, what, 7-8 games?
Yeah, it's a one-year deal.
Right, if you're in that place, you're going to get through like half the season just off the idea of giving him the captaincy, right?
Yeah, this is, we talked about it earlier this week. It's a no-lose proposition for the Texans. If it doesn't work out, cool, we'll see you later.
And again, that is a cynical perspective that I don't subscribe to, but I think even if you're in that place, go ahead and placate
good.
The man.
Good, yeah.
Like, you have an opportunity, because what he brings to the field when he is playing at his highest is worthwhile. And it's worth managing that ego if that is the way that you view it, which, I mean, again, he takes a lot of umbrage with that characterization of him. And it seems like Lopez does as well.
I'm in.
Let's do it. There you go. We're getting started on a football Friday, a funky football Friday.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, my bad. I need to make sure I have that on the up and up here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, though. It's time for our question of the day, and it will be funky football Friday related. As a fan, what's one football game that you will never forget? Text them in 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Is this It Seems to Hang On?
I think so.
Is the day Funky Football Friday here in the Loop as I try and figure out. I'm always just playing a game with Fig at this point.
Yeah.
Trying to guess the song.
Name that tune.
Yeah, name that tune. That's a fun little addition on our question of the day segment here.
I feel horrible that I don't know that. Usually Friday is my wheelhouse, man.
It's funny. I got a whole rotator. I'm taking you behind the curtain now. Yeah. I got a whole rotator full of music like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in there during 2020. So we was broadcasting from home. And I'm like, we got to get the vibes up, man. COVID and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
check your email, by the way.
Okay.
Check your email.
Okay, you got a check coming or something?
Yeah, it's important. It's an important email.
Very nice. It seems to hang on Ashford and Simpson.
Okay.
Count it. Love to see it. Question of the day. What is the football game that you'll never forget?
This is a question I want you guys to think about. It doesn't necessarily have to be, the best game you ever saw or the most important game. It's more the most important game you ever saw. The one that you will never, ever, ever forget. You were there. It's football.
Or maybe you were just watching.
Or maybe you're just watching.
NFL, college football.
NFL or college. What's the one game?
You're really feeling it that way, maybe high school football, depending on what it was.
Maybe.
Shout out to the high school football.
Don't give us no high school football stuff, man.
Hey, you never know.
Unless it was like a legendary player.
Yeah, sometimes the playoff games be
personal. It could be 713-572-4610.
That's the Ohio and Phoenix.
They don't know anything about it.
Now we're going to get some all the time when I made the last shot.
No.
We don't need your Al Bundy stories.
No, we don't. I'm glad you said that.
if you talk about, when I saw TJ Ford or something like that playing, or Chris Bosh or something like that, then cool.
I'm glad you said that because I'm talking about that as a fan.
Sure. Back in 1968 when I ran the ball in the end zone.
We had three catches for 45 yards.
We don't have any time for that. That's why we pose the question as a fan, what's the one football game you'll never forget ever? And let me start it to kind of give you a template of what we're looking for here. Because mine is not like whatever,
It doesn't have a nickname?
Aggie's doing this. It doesn't have a nickname.
Okay.
Just the game you will never, ever forget. So, November 24th, 2012. I looked it up. Okay. Last game of the regular season, Texas A&M against Missouri. Okay. My daughter was a sophomore at Texas A&M.
Okay.
She texted me and she said, "Hey, will you be my date for the Aggie game?"
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes. And so she was a sophomore, so she didn't have great tickets. We were on the third deck. You know, it was Johnny Manziel against Missouri. And I'm up there with the students, me and my daughter with the students, watching the Aggie game. Manziel, I think, threw for 400 yards. They beat him 59-something. It wasn't a great game, but it is a game I will never, ever forget for that reason and lock up the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
That locked up the Heisman for Johnny Football. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Okay.
And it could be a great game. Maybe for you it is. What's the one game that you will never, ever forget?
I'm going to be a real basic you-know-what with this answer. And shout out to the multiple people on the text line, 832-936. I know I've seen some other people come up with this game. Just a little bit of history for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I did move out of Houston as a youth, we ended up moving to the Austin area. And so I was there when it came to high school. I went to Round Rock Stony Point, if you're familiar, right? If you keep up with the high school football championships and stuff, especially in the kind of the teens in that area, school did a little bit of something. not much, but a little bit. And so I was in that area when the 2005 Rose Bowl came through.
Okay.
And Vince, speaking of Heisman trophies, Vince Young went and repossessed that one, right? Like that was one of those. That was the year that was that Reggie's year. Was that Reggie Bush with that one? And you look at that Rose Bowl and you go, okay, so that guy's the Heisman then? Mm-hmm. No. The running back on the other team. No. The dude who looked like he was floating and he looked like he walked into the end zone in the highest pressure situation at the end of the game with the two best teams meeting up at the end of the year. And by the way, the two best teams all year long, right? Like they were 1-2 for pretty much the entirety of the season that year. It's like, no, it's the other guy. The running back was, and I was like, no, Vince Young, the dude wearing number 10 for Texas. That's the Heisman, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the type of game that it was. And it was great both ways, obviously. But yeah, I will never forget the image of seeing Vince Young running, but looking like he's just gliding.
Well, he was on his tippy toes.
I don't know if he was touching the ground. He looked like he was floating across the field.
And don't forget the year before against Michigan, who they play on Saturday tomorrow. similar performance. I think that was the one that really put VY on everyone's radar against Michigan, and also in the Rose Bowl. Figgy, the one game. Doesn't have to be. It's up to you.
Back when I played in high school.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
All right. Yeah. Okay. What did you play in high school, by the way?
I ain't played nothing. Okay. I was playing in the streets. That's what I was doing. No, but honestly, this was recent, man. The last time they played at NRG, that playoff game against the Browns.
Okay.
To me, I know a lot of people, whenever we talk about the greatest games in Texans history, the most memorable games, a lot of people bring up the J.J. Watt, the interception against the Bengals. The pick six. But man, this one was crazy, man. It was so loud. This was probably the loudest that stadium been in a long time, man. And nobody, I mean, I don't care what nobody say, but nobody was expecting that beatdown to a number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
Somebody that came here a couple weeks ago and beat you. Man, it was crazy, man. And I was even listening to the call on the Vandy call. Like, just listening to the game. And he damn near lost his voice,
he
man.
Did. And that's why this question is so great. It's up to you. It's your personal game that you will never, ever forget. Actually, I actually remember this game, and it was a high school game from the 713. Speaking of Vince Young for Madison against North Shore in the Astrodome. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it vividly.
That's what I'm saying. Some of the best ones are high school ones. 713. Y'all said no high school, but Kyler Murray absolutely destroyed us in state championships. Since then, it's been absolutely crazy.
That type of stuff is cool. Yeah. Like, I want to hear about your high school experience.
Yes, exactly.
Not right now. Not right now.
There's some people mentioning some other things. Monday Night Football, Oilers, Dolphins, Earl Campbell, 199-yard, 4 touchdowns.
I remember that one. I was in high school. I remember watching that very vividly.
I definitely remember this one. 832, Texas Tech versus UT Crabtree to put Texas Tech in the number 2 ranked spot.
That was, I bet you every Texas Tech fan out there. And I remember, I mean, it was.
There's a lot of
incredible
Texas fans that remember that too. I will never forgive Blake Gideon. I saw Blake Gideon in high school be a quarterback and be a safety, one-handed catches and stuff. Couldn't catch one that fell in his breadbasket and ultimately let Texas Tech win that one. That was crazy. Let's see some other ones. More people mentioning that Rose Bowl. 1969, Texas, Arkansas made me a football fan for life. Okay. That's classic.
That's old school.
409 said J.J. Watt pick six playoff game.
Yep, that's the one you were talking about.
That's one, yeah.
The reason why it's hilarious, though, they said went to jail that night.
Oh wow.
DUI for the staff from PD. Okay, remembering for different reasons.
Might
then.
Be a little bit TMI.
Yeah, be careful next time, man.
Yes, avoid the bookings. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not do that this year.
713, Steelers, Oilers, Mike Renfro catch. Okay, I like some of y'all are getting deep into the bag.
Old school. Yeah.
Someone mentioned the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs Los Angeles Rams Monday night game, 54-51 at the Coliseum in LA. Crazy. You said somebody's on the phone line.
Yeah, we got Scott on the line, man.
Scott, give it to us. What you got quick?
Oh, hands down, my wife went to Alabama. I went to A&M 2012 Johnny's coming out game at Alabama. We didn't even sit together at the game. and as soon as Alabama started making that comeback late in the fourth quarter, she started coming back up to our section while all the guys were sitting, saying, we're back. And then DeShazer Everett makes that pick in the end zone right in front of us. And I never felt so good in my life because I think Bama was number one or two at the time.
Yeah.
And it was, anyway, about 6 months later, we were divorced.
Oh, well, yeah. All because Nick Saban struggled with mobile quarterbacks. Ain't that about a bean? That's crazy. Appreciate you, my man.
Wow.
Johnny, I didn't expect that one.
Johnny led to divorce.
I was just thinking, like, dang, that's a damn good marriage to be on two different teams like
well,
that.
Apparently,
it didn't work out, man.
There was a crack in there somewhere. Yeah. But Godspeed, man. Hope it all worked out. No, it's a personal thing, and that's what makes it so great.
Last year, Texans Tampa Bay. I saw someone mention Ron Dane going wild. Ron Dane running all over the Colts was the one that came in. All right, you threw in a basketball game. 832. We're talking football right now. Appreciate what you're doing. 832. Houston versus New England. 09. Last game of the season. Locked in, winning the first winning season for the Texans.
Yep.
Okay. And someone also mentioned just like the very first Texans game beating the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, that was mentioned a couple times. Seth Payne, yeah. Shout out to Seth Payne.
Another one, too, that we kind of sleep on, too, that last game of the season last year against the Colts.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, that is a great one. We was in the bar watching that game.
Yeah, it was
that
wild.
Yeah, that was like a playoff atmosphere type of game.
The noise was like a stadium.
Yeah.
bar. It was wild.
It was loud. And then when that guy dropped that pass for the Colts, it was just like a celebration. It's like,
I'll tell you another one I'll never forget. You reminded me when you said bar. We had a watch party for Texans Bengals in 2011, the first playoff when Kevin Walter made that catch against the Bengals to clinch the first ever division playoff champion appearance by the Texans. That place, people were throwing beers in the air. there was glass on the floor from glasses breaking. Oh, it was wild, man.
Yeah. Oh man, there's so many coming in that I'd love to shout out. I'll do my best to do that as we continue in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where I'll get you some more of y'all's favorite football games that you will not forget. But also, it's a funky football Friday, so let's go ahead and give you your NFL star games for week one. We'll do all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.